Okay, continuing with Rav Chaim Kanievsky, Purim Tavshin Pedal, and I learned Shulin Nishmas Esther Tehila Bas Rav Gabriel Pinchas, and for Professor Tovas and Eretz Yisrael, for the hostage, for the soldiers, for Shema, for Ava Abba and Shendel, and for Chaya Yal Shana Bas Chana Fredel, Chaya Helen Bas Eliza Basor Shuk Yisrael. So three ideas on Alanisim. B'shlosha Asar L'chodesh Shnimasar Hu Chodesh Adar. If you look in the Alanisim Tfila, we mention the day, the 13th day of the 12th month, which is the month of Adar. Says Rav Chaim, when it comes to Hanukkah, there's no mention of the date of our salvation. It doesn't say Chafei, Kislev. So why are we doing a Davka by Purim? Rav Chaim says it's a big difference between Hanukkah and Purim. Rav Chaim explains that on Purim we mention the date because the nature of this date was part of the miracle, right? When Haman, and the Gemara tells us, when Haman picked out the month of he was very excited because that's when Moshe Rabbeinu died. I know, just a few days ago. It wasn't just that other; it was a random date. It was the whole month that was transformed, that was changed. Hashem overturned the mazel of the month so that other become a mazel, a month with good mazel. And Rav Chaim then notes the Gemara in Tainus Chav Tesamut Beis says if a Jew has a court date with a non-Jew, he should schedule it for other. Schedule for other because other is such a strong mazel. A second reason, and this would maybe be idea number two, a second reason we could say from Rav Chaim, is that why is it that the mentioning of the date of Purim is there and not by Chanukah? It's very simple. You ever see the words Chafei Kislev in Tanakh? Nowhere. We ever see the date of Purim Tanakh? Of course, it's in Megillas Esther. The Chafei Kislev is only mentioned in Gemara Shabbos Chavav on my base, but it's not mentioned in Torah Shebeksav. Therefore, we only mention it in our Tfilos because it is mentioned in Tanakh. So two ideas on why the date, number one, because the whole essence of Adar is Mam has changed, and that's why the date needs to be in an Al Nisim to remind us that part of the miracle, in essence of the miracle, was the month, was the date. And number two, a little bit more technical reason, Rav Chaim says, is that at the end of the day, the date of Chanukah is mentioned, the date of Purim is mentioned, whereby in Tanakh, whereby Chanukah is not, idea number three. So Rav Chaim notes very beautifully, we say in the beginning of Al-Nisim, is Bimei Mordechai v'Esther. But that's not how the Megillah opens. How does the Megillah open? Vahi Bimei Chashverosh. So why is the change from the Megillah? It says Vahi Bimei Chashverosh, and it is Achashverosh. And in Al-Nisim, Bimei Mordechai v'Esther. Says Rav Chaim, the reason for the difference between the Megillah and the Tefillah of Al-Nisim is that the Megillah relates all the events of the Purim story, which begins with the distress of what Klal Yisrael was subjected. The Gemara tells us what we got, the Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai told us, because we got enjoyment from being at the Tzuda. Therefore, the Megillah refers to that time as the days of Achashverosh, since it was Achashverosh, who's the prime cause of this misfortune. His whole inyan was to be able to make sure there was kosher food. Come, there's kosher food! Okay, it doesn't matter we're celebrating the Mitzvah. There's going to be kosher food, you can come. But the Al-Nisim Tefillah, what's the whole Al-Nisim Tefillah? It's not talking about an historical event. It's all about focusing on thinking Hashem. Where's Al-Nisim? It's in Modim. It's right after Modim. The whole point of Al-Nisim is taking Hashem for the miracle that he performed. That miracle primarily in the merit of the righteous, of the tzaddikim, of Mordechai and Esther. And thus the tefillah refers to the time period as the days of Mordechai and Esther. And not the Yibei Mechashverosh. The Yibei Mechashverosh is the Megillah. So tell us how he got started. How he got into trouble from the beginning. But Tafka Al-Nisim is nothing to do with Megillah. It's all about thinking HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And who do the days happen primarily for? Because of, primarily only because of Mordechai HaTzadik, and Esther HaMaka. So three ideas. Idea number one, why Dafka tells the first two ideas, why does it say the date in Al-Nisim? Because the part of the date in the month was the entire essence of the distress. And when it was changed, the whole month was changed. That's why the Gemara tells us when a Jew has a trial, the non-Jew always doing on the other because a Jew could change it. But Rabbi Chanukah doesn't have that, Kislev doesn't have that mazel. And number two, just a technical answer, Tanakh doesn't have that recorded date of Chafei Kislev. It's only Gemara and Shabbos, Chafaf and Mebez, where by Purim, it is mentioned in Megillah Esther and Tanakh. And finally, third and final idea, we see from Rav Chaim, why is the Megillah start by Yimei Mechashverosh? We should also say by Yimei Mechashverosh in Al-Nisim. No, the whole essence of Al-Nisim is all about a Karas HaTov. It's thinking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the miracles, and primarily who are the miracles happening because of Mordechai at Tzadik and Esther Maka, to make sure we have a Karas HaTov. And we'll end off with the Chayzov Al-Bun. The Chayzov says, Hoidu Hashem Ki Tov Ki Yom Chasto. Hoidu Hashem Ki Tov, the more we thank Him, Ki Yom Chasto. The more we'll have His kindness forever and ever. Bezaz Hashem Shkoich.